to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today is April 25th, 2024. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time at the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So as always, it's time to get out of sin. Anything can happen. You need to be right with Yeshua every day. Get out of the world and look to that holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Time is getting shorter by the day. The world is just upside down. Did you not hear the sound of that shofar? Heed this warning and get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, just go to my cell phone, 316-619-4886. I pray that you would please send me a text so I know it's not a robocall. Okay, you can always find updates with the breaking news all about the Wichita Mission Church. All that information, where's it at? ProphecyHour.com. That's ProphecyHour.com. Remember, we are a live radio program. We simulcast live on internationally. It's on some independent FM stations, four different MP3 streams, Kits, Twitch, Rumble, PhoneBridge, picked up by most every podcatcher out there, and we're fixing to blast loose with even some more audio programs, or video programs, rather. What you need to do is go to abrn.tv, abrn.tv, and you'll find everything you need to know. Let's thank our listener base. Worldwide places like London, the United Kingdom, Sydney, Australia, Toronto, Canada, our close neighbor. But boy, Toronto, it's upside down also. Well, Canada is. I pray you folks are fighting back over there. Of course, cities in the good old United States, such as Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Mesa, Arizona, Fort Worth, Texas. Last week, Hutchinson, Kansas, you were the largest group of listeners. At least when these radio program archives turn into podcasts, I just don't like the word podcast, folks, as you can tell. But that's at branch.podomatic.com, branch.podomatic.com. If you go to that email or that... And amen. Well, folks, this is going to be a twofold program in the sense that I'm always excited to have on talk about Arkhaven, but we always usually have Ken on this program talking about it. I referred to the place that he's talking about, Arkhaven, as the secret mountain, which is formerly called by Ken and others as the Arkhaven vision. Ken received the angelic vision telling him of his calling over 50 years ago. He waited, always having great faith that it would happen. Well, according to him, this place, Arkhaven, is one of the safest places in the world, according to a CIA report, as well known, and also well known, Corey Ten Boom, a renowned Christian leader who is also a hero of the Holocaust. You've probably heard of her. If you haven't, you should Google her name and you'd be amazed. Now, after 50 years of waiting for this calling to come true, it suddenly sprang forth into a sanctuary with a little different name and calling on it called Intentional Neighbors. Ken Updegrove was finally seeing his miraculous vision come true. And yes, folks, I'm sad to say was, because Ken just passed away April 2nd, 2024. But the vision is still very valid, and there has been great progress since the last time we spoke with Ken. In brief, the vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and especially spiritually for those prophetic and tumulus end times, which we are really now in. thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri. Many claim, again, this is one of the safest places on earth. The intentional neighbor concept provides an opportunity for like-minded people to own adjacent land and provide mutual aid to neighbors without obligation or managers. In this housing development on thousands of acres, you own your own land. You hold the deed. You will have no boss or leader. Mandatory denominational doctrines. Community members remain autonomous. So you're not going to be bossed around. This isn't a cult farm. You will enjoy the pride of ownership and luxury of sharing common areas that allow neighbors to have peace of mind. Various churches and social groups and home fellowships can develop and flourish there, and they are. So it's my pleasure to bring on with us tonight Randy Parks, who has been instrumental in the development of Ark Haven, and we also bring on him with Dr. Leah, who I have never met yet. So welcome, Randy, and welcome, Dr. Leah. How are you? Can you hear me? We ought to be picking him up right now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, we got you, and I can hear you loud and clear. I don't know what happened with the Skype, but you are on live now, and so is Dr. Leah, whom I said I'd never met. So welcome to you both. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Glad to meet you.
Yeah, amen. I don't know what happened with the Skype. I tried to call you back, and did you not hear me or something?
No, you have it on hold on your end.
I do.
Yes, sir.
Well, so are we connected on Skype, Ben?
We are, but it's okay. You just have it on hold.
I don't know how to. I guess I'm too new to the Skype part of this. I don't know how to unmute you because I think.
It's all good.
All right. All right, well, let's go on with the program. So let's start with Ken. I told the folks about Ken passing away. What happened? Tell the folks about it.
Yeah, Brother Ken, you know, as everyone knows, was 87 years old and actually in great health. But when we found out later on that he had a heart valve replacement in 1989, and he was having some issues with hiccups and went to the VA and of course they put him on some types of medications and ended up having a stroke and then later on a heart attack and was in rehab for almost a month or over a month really and just succumbed to the circumstances and went to be with the Lord.
Well, that's really sad. You know, especially now, Randy, that everything has been coming together. You know, he waited on this for over 50 years. That's a long time to carry a vision and to have faith. So my point is, yeah. I guess, is explain to him. So how did you come into the picture? I know we covered this on a past radio program, but we have new listeners all the time. Tell us how you met Ken and how you came to be in this project.
Well, I'm going to let Dr. Leah do that because if it wasn't for her, I would have never met him. So go ahead, Leah.
Okay.
Well, I was praying about protection for my children because I knew I had been researching the state of affairs in our country and around the world for a long time. And whenever I was praying one day, I knew something was coming and I just didn't know what it was, but I was asking God to protect my children. And he said, go to Fritz Springmeier's Facebook page. So I went that day and it said Ozark Mountains, Green Island of Protection. And he had a Facebook post about people asking him where to go and what he can do. And he lifted Ken up to Grove, and I went to his Facebook, website, and I said, oh, wow, I researched this guy about 15 years ago. And I called him and talked to him, and we talked about 3 hours, and I started trying to get my husband to have a meeting with him. And it took me about 4 months to nail it down, but they met in February, and then 2 months later, COVID, 2 weeks later, COVID hit, and we were walking around this land that we have down here. I walked around the house and prayed if God wanted us to have it for us or a community or somebody else that was would be with our group, that God would open the door and let the contract fall through, and he did. And as a result of that, we started Ark Haven.
Well, amen and amen. So you guys came into the picture. What's really astounding is, listen to when it started. This was right when COVID hit. You wouldn't think that something of this magnitude would have taken effect and flourished. So, okay, go on from there and tell us what happened, Randy or Leah, either one, how this came to be and where we're at.
Well, in 2020, I was in a total different career. We lived in Branson, Missouri. My wife is a naturopathic doctor and a scientist, and she still has a clinic there. So our lives were extremely busy. And prior to that, in 2015, Leah and I had purchased the 20-acre parcel where phase one of Ark Haven is, and we were just going to do it ourselves. We had no intention or nothing in our mind's eye, our hearts, about communities, because most of them fell miserably. And after Leah made the connection with Ken, I had never met a man who had held on to a vision for so long, and we found that a lot of things that we believe align. And, you know, the ironic thing is COVID, the pandemic might have been a good thing, a bad thing for a lot of people, but it slowed a lot of people down enough to where they could get alone and quiet to where they could hear God's voice. You know, the world is loud, and our schedules sometimes make it to where we don't really slow down enough to hear what the Father is trying to tell us to do. And I would attribute that to COVID. It totally, you know, changed our lives for the better. And we were able to hear God's voice clearly through prayer and fasting, and knew that he called us to fulfill the vision that he'd given Ken up to grow 50 years prior. Since then, it's been a whirlwind. It hasn't stopped since August of 2020. We have a little under 4,000 acres. There's over 120 families that have become neighbors or landowners. About half of them have transitioned. So Ken truly got to see what God told him to do come to fruition.
That's what I said to Ken. I knew that he was going to be passing, and Heavenly Father spoke to my heart and said, go. The Holy Spirit said, go visit him. And so the last time we saw him, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, tell him, Leah. And I told him, I said, Ken, you did it. You did what God asked you to do. You ran your race and you finished it. You accomplished it. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Amen and amen. It really breaks my heart. I'm almost to tears. I found him, you know, I just randomly look for people that, you know, through the internet to have on radio. And I don't know how many years ago, it's been a while, that I found him on the internet, and I just, you know, invited him on, and we struck up a relationship. I don't know how many phone calls. I've never met him in person. I had planned on coming down, but I had a little problem of my own pop up last year. But we became really close friends. You know, I called him, I can't count how many times I called him and prayed with him over the phone or gave him advice when we needed. So truly, you know, we were looking towards a vision. Yeah, he did get this. So now, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't know, is this place still going to be the same? Randy, why don't you tell us, I mean, is the place still the same? Are you carrying the vision? Are you the person now that people talk to? Back to you.
Well, it's been that way for a while now. I mean, Leah and I, we liquidated life as we knew it and made it all financially happen. So Leah and I have always been the owners of the land. Brother Ken has been our founder and will remain our founder. In fact, we're building our new community building, and we've made a decision through a community meeting last week that we're going to call that, we're going to name that community building after Ken. But Ark Haven will flourish. It's still going. Nothing's changed. People just simply call us or go to arkhaven.org or arkhavenland.com, and that's how they get in touch with us. We had people yesterday. We have two more this week coming from all over the United States and the world. We have people from England coming in a few weeks. So, you know, nothing's changed. We're going to keep going, and we're going to keep fulfilling the vision that Ken was given over 50 years ago, because time is getting wild, isn't it, Pastor Dan? I mean, the last time we talked, there were some things happening, but nothing like today.
Oh, it's just completely crazy out there. It's like the world is just flip-flopped and turned over. Everything's crazy, and you can't even go anyplace hardly and get, you know, people in, whether it's an auto parts store or that work in a hospital or whatever, it doesn't seem like anybody wants to do their job or do their job properly. I'm not saying there are some out there, but it's just, it's like the whole world went stupid. What do you think?
I'm wrong with the answer to that. Believe it or not, Leah is our researcher. Her being a scientist and a naturopathic doctor, she actually awoke me kicking and screaming after 9/11. And, you know, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And it's been a journey ever since.
Well, they've done a really good job of mind controlling people through the internet, television, and the flesh. We don't have any new devils, but they have new tricks that they get you to be addicted to gaming, for instance. This young generation has a dopamine addiction, and that makes them have a 30-second mindset when they're sitting there on this TikTok all day, and then they go to a job and they're depressed because they have to actually slow down and pay attention to something, and they don't understand what it's actually doing to us, but we see the result of it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that assessment. The TikTok thing is a great thing to point out. In fact, by the way, folks, they did pass a bill that if they don't sell it within a year, they snuck it into another bill, which I wish it wouldn't have got passed, the Ukraine bill. But if they don't sell it out to, you know, from China in a year, then it's going to be shut down. But anyway, but yeah, I agree with that. That mindset is just crazy. You talk to some of these young people and you give them a sentence, but they may just hear what, maybe the first three or four words before they're already changing and you know, interceding. It's crazy. You can't communicate. Back to you.
Well, this enemy, this AI enemy is extremely advanced, and people don't understand. They need to look at the Internet of Bodies and the Internet of Things that is in store for the future.
We just got a report from just a few minutes ago from a White House correspondent who is a watcher on the wall and risks her life daily to share truth. And she told us that TikTok is now scanning to make digital twin out of anyone watching it, and they're psychoanalyzing you and much more.
Wow. That's just craziness. It's complete craziness. Randy, tell them where, or Leah, I don't care. We're getting ready to go to a break. So what I want you to do is tell them where they can find Ark Haven and phone numbers or anything else, you know, contact information that you need to, and then we'll go to a break and come back.
Well, go to arkhaven.org. Also go to arkhavenland.com. That way you can research who we are. You'll see the 1-855 Ark Haven number there, and call us, and Dr. Lee and I will answer the phone. You know, you can also send messages on that system, and then we'll be able to see your messages and respond. But I would hurry. I tell you, the more that we see things happen around the country, the more that people are wanting to get out of cities and other countries as well. The amazing thing about what we've done is people from all over the world are contacting us. Kristen conservatives who are hearing the voice of the Father to come out of Babylon.
Yeah, amen and amen. And so that was arkhavenland.com, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, folks, when I put this up to the radio archives, which will also be that word that I don't like, podcast site, I will include the normal link I do to Arkhaven, but I will include this other link, arkhavenland.com. And when we come back, we'll get some more out of Randy and Dr. Leah. In fact, Dr. Leah, I'd like to have you on radio program. You're really in there, and you know what you're talking about. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
In Genesis 41, tells a story of Pharaoh having a dream of seven fat ears of corn, followed by seven blasted ones, meaning there's 7 years of plenty, and then there was 7 years of famine following. We are now in 7 years of famine once again, starting September 25th of 2021. Joseph's Kitchen is about getting actual wheat berries, putting them through a mill, takes 30 seconds, putting it along with the ingredients into a bread machine, pushing a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, steaming hot loaf of whole wheat bread. Most long-term storage food is from $9,000 to $10,000, one person, 1 year. At Joseph's Kitchen, it's two people, 1 year, about $2,000. Then you decide whether you want to have food for one person, 1 year, two people, 1 year, four people, 1 year, or six people, 1 year, all at josephskitchen.com. That's right, about $1,000 per person per year at josephskitchen.com. josephskitchen.com.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas 66851, or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy, our American Voice Radio Network. Well, we're happy to be on with you. We have the folks from Arkhaven, Randy, and Dr. Leah, and we'll get right back with them in a second. Just let me say one more thing about the Mission Church. We really are helping a lot of people. Not everybody that we help are homeless. It's about 50-50. 50% are homeless. 50% are the poor and the needy that come to us. People from all walks of life are coming to us, and men, women, and children. So pray about it. We really could use your help. We have some strong supporters that we've had over the years and get new ones recently. But with inflation, those donations, you know, where they keep sending us the same donation, they haven't been able to increase. Inflation is killing us all. So all donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart, of course. If you don't wish to help the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime, because without it, we can't stay on the air. All this stuff costs, and as you well know, so pray about it. You can donate online by Cash App, mail a check, or money order, call, give a donation over the phone. You can find all the information where at prophecyhour.com. And now we're back with Randy and Dr. Lee. Are you with me?
Hello? We are. Thank you for having us.
Well, Randy, you know, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right. I went over there and looked at that ArkhavenLand.com, and what took me a minute to get in it, because they wanted to verify I was a human being, and I guess I don't click enough of the right things in the pictures. But anyway, I really like the site. It's really pretty simple, and it's easy to get around, and it's got a lot of information. Back to you.
Yeah. Yes, and we did that to kind of display some land and to be able to show land in different places, but also make sure that people go to arkhaven.org to see Ken's vision as well. And so we want to keep that linked up and going as well. But I'm glad you got it.
Yeah,
Leah's got an interesting story about Ken's death. Go ahead, Leah, and I'll finish it up.
I wanted to say this to everyone, and for you especially, Pastor Dan, because you were friends with him. I looked at the clock at 10:10, and I thought, I wonder what that means. And I looked it up, and it said, new beginning. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. Well, then about 45 minutes later, we got a call that said Ken had passed away at 10:10. And I thought, wow, I looked at the clock right at that moment. Then I talked to his wife, and she said 10:10 was his number. And 10:10 was most of all of his numbers were his password things had something to do with that. And then Randy looked up, and he saw that 10 to the 10th power was something that he had written about. And I'll let Randy tell you about that.
Yeah, let me read this. You'll find it interesting. This is part of Ken's testimony. It said, I've been asking the Lord for a name for the ministry that he gave me in 1971. He finally told me, he said, Ark 10. I mistakenly assumed the Ark was an abbreviation for Arkansas, and that 10 was a colloquialism for the town of Arkansas, or a town in Arkansas, or Ark Ton. He immediately corrected me. He said Ark and Noah's Ark and the Ark of the Covenant, and that 10 is a reference to the number 10. I had to look it up, look up the number 10, the Bible symbolism, to see what it means. 10 implies completeness of order, nothing lacking and nothing over. It signifies that the cycle is completed, and that everything is in its proper order. Thus, 10 represents the perfection of divine order. When combined with the two words, Ark and 10, then it's 10 to the 10th power, 10:10.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, that's it. That's,
and he literally went to be with the Lord on 10:10.
That's impressive.
That could mean a covering. That he says that could mean a covering that continues until we step into the millennium, as seen in Revelation 21. That's what I had been praying for a long time. I believe we'll be here through all of this, and I had asked God to protect my children through to the millennial reign.
Yeah, amen. You hit a big point. I also believe that we're going to be here. I don't want to get into pre-trib, post-trib, and all that, but I've always believed that, you know, I guess post-trib, moving from that, even folks, even if you do believe in pre-trib rapture and you think you're going to fly out before, even if that scenario was true, there's so much that's going to happen and is happening. Here's where's the point, and you can probably get in on this, Dr. Leah. Here's the point. People say, well, you know, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. They don't seem to look around and see how bad it is right now. I mean, aren't we seeing some, I mean, it isn't even, society isn't even safe in general. Back to you.
Well, I'll say this. If people took the time to do their due diligence into who started the medical field, who is in control of the government, who actually is in control of their food supply, they would wake up very fast and know that it's already here.
Right, right. There's the point. There's the point. You know, in the United States, there's been several surveys, and one done by a predominant company. I just can't think of their name right now. But out there, even pastors, there's only less than 10% of the people in the United States of America actually have a biblical worldview to look at. And if you don't look at things from the biblical worldview, you're just not going to see it. Your eyes are covered with a veil. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, absolutely. And listen, there are so many people teaching behind the pulpit in error. And that's one of the issues, because it's a watered-down version of Christianity. And, you know, the hidden agendas of the Luciferians and the powers that be are prevailing. They're more spiritual than a lot of the churches. And it's time for us all to get on our face and be prepared to stand before the Son of Man and be blameless.
Yeah, amen. If your church looks like the world and what they're doing, then you really need to pray about where you're at and get into a home fellowship and so on and so forth. So we should talk about what kind of people are there, and, you know, they interact, what goes on. I see a lot of progress by looking at the website, but tell the folks what's going on.
Well, there's over 50 homes now built. We have went through the growing pains of finding builders that are reliable. So many people who have moved here and now settled with multiple skills. There's people growing gardens, greenhouses, animal husbandryware. We have people that have set up businesses. We have doctors that are now meeting, and nurses and a medical team that are meeting. We have first responders, teams. We have everything you can imagine, from forging classes to gun safety to hunting to homeschooling. It is turning into a true neighborhood. And we have enough people here that we're bigger than some of the smaller towns that are around us. In fact, we recently had a brush fire. One of the fires got out that we were burning piles, and we have a communication group that we respond, hey, there's a fire here. And so there were over 20 neighbors there putting out that fire, and we had our own heavy equipment, and of course we have our own private fire truck as well. But the fire department was called. They got there and they said, look, you guys got the people, you got the equipment, can we go? So that was a huge testimony of what the neighborhood is. It's neighbors helping neighbors, no matter what. Everyone's the king of their own castle, the queen of their own home. There's no kings but King Jesus. People go and worship where they want to. We don't really dictate denominations. We do make sure that people are believers of Jesus Christ and Yeshua HaMashiach. And we want people to be led by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And that's what it's about. It's about the people around you are there for you, and that everyone is like-minded and moving towards the same goal. And that is unity in this situation, to where we can all be part of the greatest revival that this earth has ever seen.
Wow. That is really impressive. Let's go with this. So we're having like-minded people, and everybody are being independent, but it doesn't sound like they were independent in the sense that you've got the people coming together, you know, naturally, instead of something forced. You even said it before, that Christian communities, you know, they're over whole. Mostly I've seen failure, and I've seen one that flourished and is cool, but other than that, they're run by, you know, cult leaders and things, and horrific things happen. But
yeah,
this is something more organic, yeah, and natural. Back to you.
It is, and it's unique. I would say that it's never been done in this capacity anywhere. And, you know, there's not one man making all the rules. In fact, if we have something to talk about, we talk about it with the community. We do have wisdom councils, because Lee and I rely on people that have experience, and we actually don't do anything without prayer and coming together with a wisdom council and discussing it, but no one's bossing everyone around. It's truly a neighborhood. And the reason that we chose intentional neighborhood is because it makes us an extension of the existing neighbors. And in this part of the country, there's no better people that you'll find than this part of the Ozarks.
Yeah, amen. And that brings me to a question I wanted to ask a minute ago. Well, I heard what you said from the firefighters that showed up, but in general, how does the, and you're bigger than some of the other cities, how is the neighborhood itself, you know, the people that have lived there, how are they accepting you? What's going on with that?
Well, I'll kind of back up a little bit, and I say this, and probably one of the biggest mistakes that I made when I first started this is trying to be quiet about things and be hidden and secretive, and it was too big for that. You know, the local magnifying glass got really big quick, and I learned very quickly that was a mistake. Once we started meshing and started opening businesses and started worshiping in the local areas and started hiring outside help and started becoming a part of the community that was already here, then the acceptance got better. But I can tell you that now we're a strong part of society that's here. You know, there's no such thing as hiding. And number one, that's not why we did this. We did this to where we could be sustainable and in a position to be able to help when things really start to happen. And, you know, I don't try to put a time limit on things. I pray for a reprieve at all times, but we hope that we're doing this for our great grandchildren. But the signs and the seasons don't show that. And I think that a wise man seeth trouble and prepareth himself for it. But the neighborhood itself is structured in a way to where it's a closed gate community. Although we don't close the gates, it's not time for that. But we're a very big part of the local economy and the local people as well.
Well, amen. That's a big thing, getting the people that are already there to accept you. And I agree with that. We're not in an age where we can go hide something like this. You know what I'm saying? It's just an
impossible. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I always wanted to be a gray man. You know, Lee and I have been preparers for a long time. We were, I would say this in joking, that we were closet preppers. But, you know, once we started this call, we realized very quickly that wasn't what God intended for us to do. And so we've had to adjust. There was no owner's manual to this. We've learned so much, and it's really coming together in a way that we never dreamt. And I believe that when this thing is said and done, we have no idea what God's really going to do.
Yeah, amen. This was such a strong, you know, this really does, seeing it finally come to pass, because like I say, I've been on the radio with Ken a long time talking about it and trying to point people to it, and then When you folks showed up, it just like, boom, you know, I was so surprised that it was happening, because, you know, I got on the phone with Ken and he said, hey, you know, and he started, you know, he was very excited and started telling me about what was going on. And I was just shocked at first, very happily shocked, but I was indeed shocked. Back to you.
Well, you know, if someone would have told me that this is what we were going to be doing 5 years ago, I would have had a big chuckle, because it definitely wasn't on my radar at all. But, you know, the Father has a way of telling you his plan, and you have a choice to either move forward or not. And I mention that because many people out there that are going to be hearing this are hearing come out of Babylon and to leave the cities. And I know that's a fearful thing, but we have helped people transition from all over the world, and God has given us an insight. We are patient. Everyone's yellow brick road of transitioning is different. But the first step is to call that number, 833-275-4283, and make an appointment to come and see us, and we will tell you that when you step on the land, you'll know if the Holy Spirit and the Ruach HaKodesh is telling you to come here. And from there, you know, everybody's story is different. Some people need to go back and sell a home. Some people need to do this. Some people are on a one-year program, a two-year program. So whatever the case may be, other people who have never lived in the country are fearful because they've never done it. Don't let that stop you. Listen, everybody's valuable. We have people here in their 80s. We have people there in, here in their teens. And so many little ones, it's unreal. The newborn babies. And, you know, some people need people to talk to. Some people need plumbers and electricians. Everyone is useful. And if you've never grown anything, guess what? We have a community garden to teach you how. If you've never butchered animals or anything like that, we have people to do that. We have land that we co-op together. You know, everyone likes to eat beef, but not everyone wants to raise cattle. So everything that we can think of to bring unity together and create a sustainable lifestyle, the Father's laying it on our hearts, and we're trying to find a way to make it happen and come to fruition. And the great thing about it is as we mistake, we learn and we move forward and we grow and things get better. So it allows us to practice our skills and practice the people. The last time I talked to you, a lot of people wanted to live off-grid. And it's very difficult to find a person who, you know, knowing grid tie, that's easy, but truly living off-grid. But we found this marvelous person in Minnesota who really knew it. And we just looked at him and said, what is it going to take for us to move you here? And we moved him here. And so there's all types of things like that that God always provides. And, you know, I've never really lived by pure faith. And this was a position that the Father put me on to teach me how to do that.
Yeah, amen.
I would like to add.
Go ahead.
I would just like to add about the intentional neighborhood. When I was researching all of the communities, I saw that people were coming together, and like Randy said, they had a dictator, and I thought, God is not a dictator. He gives us free will. I would like to have Christians that live around me that can help each other if they needed each other, and if they would like to be a part of a Bible study or a prayer group or a gardening or hunting, they can. But if they don't and they can't, they don't have to.
Yes.
And so that's kind of how we have made this work. We feel like everyone, you know, the Holy Spirit says in the Bible, it says when the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. So I don't need to be anyone else's Holy Spirit unless God is leading me to help someone. That is not my business. So I would like to be able to get together and pray with people for mercy and let the Holy Spirit do his job, because we have to come together in unity at this time. And forget you wear pants and you wear makeup and all of that, and pray for mercy and let God work that out.
Yeah, amen. Very good words of wisdom. And, you know, Randy, I'm really liking her. And I know you can hear me, Dr. Leah. You need to get a hold of me by email or something so we can talk, because it sounds to me like I'd like to have you on as a radio guest to maybe to talk about some other subjects. Pray about it, because
Well, I do live blood cell analysis, so we have an option to talk about that.
He looks at the blood of people, and, you know, the Bible says in Leviticus that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and she's an amazing natural doctor, but she gets into some controversial things that you would love to have her on with. She does a lot of different things. She was at the White House on July 4th speaking judgment over the country.
Well, amen.
Well, the
my
Lord
birthday.
Called me to do it.
Yeah, July 4th.
The
my
Lord
birthday.
Called me. I would not have gone, sir, had God not called me to go. But I asked him to please give me confirmation. He wanted me to go and then tell me why, and he did. But I'll say this: we're in a very critical hour, and people need to repent, and they need to get on their knees and seek the face of the Lord, because time is very short.
Okay. Well, I. Leah or Dr. Leah, we're definitely going to talk. You need to get from Randy my email address or whatever, and you know, phone number or whatever. We do need to talk, and I'd love to have you come on radio and talk about the blood or what it, you know, you got some great things in you. You're awake. See, there's the point. You're awake. It's really hard. There's so many people out there. I cut back on my guests a few years ago. I used to have a lot of different guests. I still get tons of books in the mail by people that wanted me to read their book and put them on the air. But you know what? There's so much garbage out there. You can't find anybody that's really, you know. Go ahead.
Well, everybody's afraid to tell the truth. And I can tell you right now that I've had to pull Leah back on different times of our life when our children were younger. And because the Lord taught her to be right in the middle of the soup, and she'll get in it as deep as you want her to. I sometimes can't listen because I'm in the background praying, Lord, protect us, Lord, protect us. Because she will tell it all. And the other thing that she might say some things that might sound crazy to listeners, but she'll flesh it out and prove it to them. We don't really talk about things that we haven't fleshed out, and she certainly doesn't. As a doctor, if it doesn't have clinical trials and proven efficacy, then she's not going to prescribe or subscribe it or talk about it. And the same thing about truth. There's only one truth, and that's the real truth. Yeah. And so there's a lot of half lies. There's a lot of propaganda. And all of that is from the enemy. And understanding exactly where we are, who everyone is extremely important, and very few do.
Well, I'll say this. Randy's probably talking about the blending of the Khazarian Empire with Judah and Benjamin, and most people don't know about that. But I have studied it for years, and I have studied the founding of our country and what's actually in D.C. I've been there and looked, and there's a lot going on that people don't know in the church. Most pastors don't know. And it's sad because it's the issue of right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I got involved with prophecy just real quickly. I got involved with prophecy after I came out of the world. I got hooked up with a thing called the Prophecy Club many years ago, a fellow by the name of Stan Johnson. And
We know Stan.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a close personal friend. We have a lot of communication, but you know, he guided me to a lot of things, and we don't agree 100% on everything, clearly. But he's a really good friend. But by being exposed to him, he introduced me to people and told them that I was credible. But it got me into where so many of these things that I saw early on when he was doing, you know, he used to be on over 200 radio stations, and he had traveled to the different cities. But point being is the people that he introduced me to and the things that he introduced me to, so much of that is now absolutely true, and you can just see it. And so, yeah, I've been involved with this for a very long time. Hey, we're running out of time. Give us the websites and everything. And like I said, Dr. Leah, you get a hold of me. Randy, you call me if you need to. I was curious about if you had any special talking points. I can see one. We need to put this ArkhavenLand.com also in the radio commercial. But anyway, give them the information, and I'm going to have to say goodbye to you folks.
All right. Well, listen, call 833-275-4283. I say it again, 833-275-4283. Go on ArkhavenLand.com or ArkhavenOrg and request to speak with Dr. Lee and myself, and we'll invite you down and show you Arkhaven. And hope to hear from you soon. We appreciate you for having us on your show.
Thank you.
All right. Well, folks, you two be blessed, and we'll be talking again. And especially, I'm going to be get a hold of me, Dr. Leah. All right. I got to say goodbye. Goodbye and shalom.
Well, bye-bye.
All right. Shalom.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, folks. That was really pleasant, although it started off, you know, with Ken. But, you know, that's what happens. You know, that's with life. I almost died earlier this year. Well, anyway, doesn't matter. Pray about support in Wichita Mission Church. Pray about support in talk radio. But remember, folks, there is only one true God. Who is he? He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights on the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what? Remember always, always, always being a blessing to others. You see somebody in distress, ask them if they need a prayer. Bless them. Give them the time of day. Give them a smile. Talk to them. Help an old lady across the street. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, remember, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom. You all be blessed.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.